all long suffering. He's suffering. But his love is long suffering. His love knows wrong. It isn't like, when it says, does not consider when wrong, well, we'll get there and study it. We haven't studied it yet. Doesn't mean I don't know the difference between wrong. In fact, if you're still in 1 Corinthians, if you look down, you can see that love does not rejoice. At verse 6, love does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Love knows what unrighteousness is. It doesn't rejoice in it, but rejoices with the truth. Now, it doesn't say that, when it says it does not rejoice, it doesn't say that it condemns and damns and destroys. It just says it doesn't rejoice in it. So what we're looking at is, how can Hosea do this? More emphatically, we're looking at how God can do it. With Israel and with us. And more personal, we're looking at how we can do it in our relationship with one another. Because the same love we're studying here, the same love given to Hosea, chapter 3, that's why we read it. Man who loves his wife. Okay. And our whole study. This is the love that God the Holy Spirit is going to pour into you. This is his love. Very few Christians have experienced this love. I don't mean experience the love of God, people. Don't hear what I'm saying. Many Christians experience that. But I believe that throughout church history, few Christians have experienced this love being poured through them. A love that is long